Time to recap. Redlo County Commissioners meeting from Monday in our studios. County Commissioner Ted Ganz, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich. And yourself?
Doing good. Doing good. Can you believe 70 degrees on November the 12th?
I know. Really, it's been pretty warm all along, honestly. I guess won't complain. We'll get there.
It'll get there.
You bet.
It'll happen. All right, let's get to the agenda from Monday morning. We'll start first, citizens' comments.
Citizens' comments. No one was present yesterday, Rich.
Nobody there. Board of Equalization meeting, and let me see, anything there?
There wasn't anything there this go around either. No matters there to look at. You bet.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened. Consider and decide upon a resolution to increase official salaries annually 2.5% over the 2027-2030 term.
Yes, that's correct. Yep, we looked at this. Again, we based a lot of our decision-making on this based on the NACO study that comes out, Nebraska Association of County Officials. We're still actually at 2.5% per year for the elected officials. It's still going to be below what NACO says that it probably should be. But we're good. We're kind of right there in that wheelhouse. So we're good. We're right in that range. So Commissioner Dean and I voted to approve that 2.5% raise for those 4-year term. You bet.
Quarterly jail inspection.
Yep. Every quarter, we go down and take a look at the jail, do an inspection, walk through, visit with the staff, see how things are going, if there's any needs, and so on and so forth. And the jail inspection went well. You bet.
Consent agenda. He added some items there as well.
Yeah, we had 5 items. Item number 1 was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioner and Board of Equalization meetings. Item number 2 is approved accounts payable claims in the amount of $679,213.90. Large part that was a little higher than normal just because we did pay on the jail bond. So item number 3 was approved resolution 1585, book 24, page 91, year-end certification of highway superintendent. This here is just a paperwork for NDOT, comes out with it, make sure that we're complying with having a road superintendent, and shows that we are in compliance with NDOT's rules for that. Item number 4 is appoint Chris Farrell to the Health Board to replace Adam Lamming, term to expire April 30th of 2028. Adam moved away and has a lot of other irons in the fire. Of course, he moved. So you bet. So we're happy to have Chris replace Adam on that board. And then item number 5 was authorized chairman's signature on renewal of memorandum of understanding with Nebraska Department of Veterans Affairs. This is basically, it's a retrospect. It allows for our veteran service officer to go ahead and go on the system for the veterans and their dependents for them to access benefits that they're entitled to by law and to do those personal records. So we approved all 5 items on the consent agenda, Rich. Then we moved on to correspondence. Correspondence, we had a few items there as well from the city of McCook. Just a notice of increase in fees to the transfer station. The fees will go from $86 to $92 per ton on trash being brought in. Another notice was a notice of hearings. There's hearings on November 10th, which were past that one, and then November 17th in the city of McCook for the North Point redevelopment area. So those are 2 meetings. You still have a chance if you'd like to go to the November 17th one, but that was an FYI for us. Item number 2 is Miller & Associates 2026 Road Superintendent. This was just a suggestion that David Blau now be Red Willow County's road superintendent. David received his certifications to be a road superintendent now. So Chris Miller was just encouraging us that, hey, David's local, be a good time. You know, still be with Miller & Associates, mm-hmm. but just a different individual. Item number 3 was the Nebraska Department of Water and Energy approval to operate Hawkswell's Kingdom livestock waste control facility. This was just, again, from the Nebraska Department of Energy. That'd be the East Dairy. It gives 3,200 dairy cattle and 500 dairy calves capacity there for that waste control. Item number 4 was RWC, the Treasurer Distress Warrants. Treasurer has worked on issuing 52 distress warrants in the amount of $258,782.14. So that'll be a work in progress, hopefully, we get some of those taxes paid, you bet.
And a couple of things, reports as well?
Reports, yep. We had a report from the clerk's office. The clerk brought in $8,076.62. The clerk of the district court brought in $1,221.48. Then also we had a report from Miller & Associates on our 2025 1- and 6-year road report, and then also our 2025 budget report, which is our expenditure report on our roads. So everything looks good. Everything went well. We meet again on November 24th.
Mm-hmm. Next one on the 24th, right before Thanksgiving.
Right before Thanksgiving. Yes,
by the way, just looking ahead, you're going to be closed on that Thursday, the Thanksgiving day. Is that it?
Yes, I do believe that's the only
one day.
Yep. And we're still trying to figure out. I know this is pushing ahead. We're just still trying to figure out what we're doing over Christmas time.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
got a little time on that one.
Got a little time to decide on that. You bet.
Very good. Again, Red Willow County Commissioners, public invited to come on in and sit on the meeting if they would like.
Absolutely. Stop on by. Comments, questions, or concerns, look us up. You bet.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Rich.